Hello, hi. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So as of right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So in which state do you currently reside in?
Texas.
Texas, all right. And would you mind sharing the county?
Cameron.
Cameron, all right, perfect. So of all personal phone calls you get, would you say you receive most of them on, like, cell phone, on a landline, like a home phone, or on both of them equally?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, all right, thank you. So are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Yes, all right, thank you. So are you or is anyone in your household employed by, like, a newspaper, a television, radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
1987.
All right. Thank you. All right. So what is your main racial background or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. All right. Thank you. So what is the last grade of school you have completed?
College.
College, all right. And would that be like a bachelor's or a postgraduate or an associate's?
Associates.
Associates, all right, thank you. So thinking about things like nationally now in terms of politics, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Congress are being held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people who are active in politics as of right now. And if you could please rate them based on your opinions. And the little, like, silly things are if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, a somewhat favorable, a somewhat unfavorable, a very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have, like, never heard of them, you can also mention those. So the first person is Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
All right, thank you. What about Myra Flores?
Very unfavorable.
Vicente Gonzalez?
Very favorable.
And what about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. So, thinking about, like, ahead to the November elections, this being for presidential, for U.S. Senate, or for U.S. Congress, and for other state and local offices, on a scale of 0 to 10, how interested are you in voting in these elections? With 0 meaning not at all, and a 10 meaning extremely?
10.
10? All right, thank you. If the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for? For Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala.
Kamala, all right, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today between Colin Allred and Ted Cruz, for who would you vote for?
Colin.
Colin, all right. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for who would you vote for between Myra Flores and Vicente Gonzalez?
Vicente.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else, or, like, independent per se?
More of a centrist.
All right. So
but more like a less leaning centrist.
All right. So would you say you're, like, independent, but you tend to lean towards Democrats?
Yeah.
All right. Lean towards Democrats. All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're, like, low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Probably working class.
Working class, all right. So thinking about the language you speak in your home, would you say you only speak Spanish? Do you only speak English? Do you speak mostly Spanish but some English, mostly English but some Spanish, or do you speak them both equally?
Mostly English.
Mostly English, but some Spanish?
Yep.
All right, thank you. So back in the 2020 elections, for president, for who did you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.